Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, as always, giving you more than one toy of the week. This week, it's Star Wars Legacy Collection Wave 12. That's the Empire Strikes Back Wave, which has been hitting on and off for a little while in very small numbers. But we got some. If you pre-ordered it, there's a good chance you got a case. If you didn't pre-order it, you didn't get a case. I recommend pre-ordering it so you get something on the next couple of shipments. So, without further babbling, let's look at these new figures from The Empire Strikes Back and the Knights of the Old Republic. Okay, let's start with R2-X2. R2-X2 was originally an Entertainment Earth exclusive figure, and it sold so well and was so popular and so well received, Hasbro decided to make it again. This version of the figure is green instead of black, which may or may not be truer to the movie depending on who you ask. And various other little tiny bits of paint are changed. It's still the same body mold. If you rotate the head, the third leg goes up and down. Giggle all you want. I know some of you are giggling. And it looks great. The lines are good. The paint's largely pretty clean. One of the lights under the eye is missing, unfortunately. But the main central eye is nice and black and shiny. And he looks great on a shelf or in a diorama. So as a non-Build-A-Figure goes, which I'm glad to say they did finally, it's great, and I highly recommend it. The next shortest figure is Zuckuss. Not as excited about Zuckuss. It's the first new version since 1998, so it's been a while. The gun is great, really nice rifle. But the figure itself is not necessarily very exciting. The coloring seems a bit off. The packaging illustration from the movie makes it seem like a different color with different textures on his eyes and face, and the head shape seems different. So I'm not, this is going to sound stupid, but it's like, I don't even really know what Zuckuss looks like anymore. Because the original Kenner figure seems a lot closer to a lot of the illustrations than this new Hasbro figure. So I really don't know if this is more authentic or less authentic. I'm leaning toward less based on the photography, but Hasbro usually has access to great resources, so maybe the photography was wrong. The figure is super articulated. You've got everything. Do you have ankles? Yeah, you got ankles too. And it's got some dirt on the cloth part of his outfit. He has some leather armor, a lot of breathing tubes. Looks like a nice big bug. The sculpt is pretty good. I wouldn't say it's stellar, but it's pretty good. And I hesitate to say this is a good upgrade from the 1998 version if you just want something that looks good and sits on a shelf. This one can sit, which the original one couldn't because it was plastic clamshell over his body. Although, if you've got one and you're not too concerned, I'd say the original one's probably still okay. Next, we've got an AT-AT driver. In case you're wondering, yes, they did just do an AT-AT driver in 2006. This new version is super articulated, though. He has ankle joints, ball elbow joints, the works, a removable helmet, which is about the right size. He's got really cool sideburns, I have to say. I'm really impressed on the clone head underneath. So that's pretty sweet. The kind of mutton choppy things, so I like it. The figure has a new torso that's kind of ball-jointed, which is nice, and he has a blaster. It's a definite upgrade. If you missed the 2006 version, get some of these. My guesses are going to be reissued in the new packaging later in the year, but we don't know for sure yet. Get them if you can. His best companion in this wave is the Snowspeeder Luke figure, which you'll want to get for the new Big AT-AT coming out. He includes an unlit lightsaber, which is too bad he should have a lit one, I think, a grappling gun, and the removable helmet. He's super articulated, has a brand new sculpt, looks spectacular, bright orange, helmet fits great, the head sculpt's really nice too. The coloring in the gloves is correct. Hasbro went back to the well and did a fantastic job. Almost everything's perfect. Almost. They forgot to put somewhere to plug his lightsaber into his belt, which to me is the most important thing if you're going to give a figure an unlit lightsaber. So that's kind of a downer. But at least he did a really good job, and he'll probably fit just fine in the new Snowspeeder vehicle coming out later this year. But we'll have to wait and see. The first of two Bespin security guards, or Bespin wing guards, came out. This one is a black skin gentleman with a removable hat that kind of fits okay. He has a blaster and nightstick, but no handcuffs like the original one from the Power of the Jedi line did. So it looks a lot like the one from the 1980s. He is super articulated, I think. Yes? Yes. And he looks great. He's thin. He's got a good pose. The only real concern I have is the hat doesn't fit the best. But it's dark blue and looks really, really good. The big star of the wave is Wilro Hood. And you might say, who is Wilro Hood? I don't know who that is. I have no idea. And you'd be correct, because this is a character that exists much like Boshek a few years ago, just because a fan joke slash campaign kind of got pretty big. And eventually Hasbro said, fine, here's your figure. This is a gentleman in an orange flight suit, kind of pale, kind of faded. Looks like an X-Wing pilot outfit without all the gear, running around with an ice cream maker from the end of The Empire Strikes Back. He was mostly known as the ice cream maker guy until Decipher gave him a name on a trading card for the trading card game a few years ago. He looks great. He's got great hair, nice facial expression. The ice cream maker's got a Rebel logo on the bottom. I guess it's really a bomb or something. It's an ice cream maker. And he's specially designed to carry it. It's a pretty good figure, and he's super articulated too, which is pretty surprising. One of the reasons the prices of figures keep going up is the articulation keeps going up. And with, I guess, pretty much every figure in this wave being super articulated, it's really no surprise that Hasbro had to increase the cost in the past year. It's too bad, but at least it's a really nice figure. And if you have a Cloud City diorama, I'd recommend getting one. He has a blaster pistol as well. Just be careful because it might bend kind of funny. He doesn't have a holster for it, but he can hold it just fine. The last new carded figure of the wave is the Joe Johnston concept Snowtrooper, not to be confused with the Ralph McQuarrie concept Snowtrooper from 2007. This version has a cloth lower armor, looks more Japanese and samurai-esque in appearance, and he has a blaster and a holster, as well as a removable backpack. It's pretty great. It's got a lot of blue on him, a lot of white, some red dots. He looks like he came right out of the Empire Strikes Back sketchbook, which I've had in my collection since I was like 8 or 9. It's a great book, lots of great art, and it's going to go... Funny thing is, if they made more of these, I'd buy them for my turbo tank, because the original AT-AT concepts look a lot like the giant 10-wheel turbo tank vehicle. He is super articulated. Can he sit? He can basically sit, not really well. And the sculpt's great, the coloring's right. It looks like it came right out of a art sculpture thing, except for the cloth part, because they don't sculpt cloth, usually. I like it a lot. This is one of my favorite figures from the wave. If you buy the 6 new figures, you'll be able to build HK-50, which is a repaint of HK-47. It's the mass production version. It's kind of a bluish, light silver plastic paint. The paint job is gorgeous. I mean, Hasbro really did a good job because they didn't mold it in the color. They painted it the right color, and it brings it to life. It pops. They did a wonderful job. He has yellow eyes, a silver mouth, some silver highlights around his body, some black parts here and there. And he is technically super articulated with 14 points, but his shoulders aren't ball jointed. His torso is, his head isn't, but it's really great. If you have HK-47, it's the same figure repainted, and it's from the Knights of the Old Republic series. I think it's great. I think he looks really cool. While the 1980s coloring and styling of HK-47 worked great with that, this looks more futuristic, and depending on what you like, they could both be good. Even if you're like me and you haven't played the games, I know, I'm a witch, burn me. But it's really a really nice figure. So that's the wave. I hope you dig it. Don't forget to order it if you want it. There's only one more wave of Legacy coming out before the line ends forever and starts as something new, which we'll talk about during Toy Fair. Or right now, actually. The first wave is going to be in August. It's going to be vintage carded figures for the basic line. And it's going to be Bespin Luke, Dengar, Hoth Leia. And the final figure is an AT-AT commander or general of ears. It's a little nebulous as to what it's going to be called. So that's it. Hope you like the show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth. I'll see you all next time.